Captain Gorolev jerked up from the console, his expression set in fear.
The cogitators register an energetic increase aboard the hive ship.
Zeren's head turned to face him atop his snake-like neck.
I am aware.
Gorolev took a step towards the Mechanicus Magi.
We have completed recovery of the boarding torpedo, and your scouts are lost. We should destroy the Xenos. There is no reason to let them live a moment longer.
There is every reason.
Zeren's manner of cold, silky dismissal suddenly broke. He rounded on the frigate's commander, his mecha dendrites and cyber limbs rising up behind him in a fan, angry serpents hissing and snapping at the air.
You will do as I say, or your life will be forfeit.
You have no right.
Gorolev was cut off as Zeren reached out a hand, showing brass micro-lasers where fingers should have been.
That hive is worth more than your life, Captain. More than the lives of your worthless crew. More than the lives of Kale and his space marines. I will sacrifice every single one of you if that is what it will cost.
Gorolev's eyes widened, but not in fear of Zeren. He and his officers stared beyond the tech priest to the open hatchway behind him. There, filling the doorway, a figure clad in blood red. Zeren spun, his limbs, flesh and steel, coming up before him in a gesture of self-protection. Brother Sergeant Kale entered, carrying himself with a limp, his pale face stained with spilled vitae and smoke. His eyes were black with an anger as cold and vast as space.
My brothers lie dead, he intoned.
The blame is yours.
I was not.
Zeren's cool reserve crumbled.
Do not cheapen their sacrifice with lies, priest,
growled Kale, his ire building ever higher as he came closer.
You sent us to our deaths, and you smiled as you did it.
Zeren stiffened, drawing himself up.
Yes.
Kale gave a slow nod and reached up to his chest, where the hilt of a combat knife protruded from a scabbed wound.
Now I do the same.
With a shout of rage and pain, Kale tore the knife free and swept it around in a fluid arc. The Blood Angel leaned into the attack and took Zeren's head from his neck. The cyborg's body danced and fell, crashing to the deck in a puddle of oil.
Energetic surge at criticality,
Gorolev reported, as alert chimes sounded from the cogitator console. Kale said nothing, only nodded. He stepped up to the viewport over Zeren's headless corpse and watched the hive ship. His hands drew up to his chest in salute, taking on the shape of the Imperial Aquila.
In his name, brother,
he whispered.